Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. This is the first step. It's pretty remarkable. In a time when most women weren't expected to be educated, let alone allowed to take a career, a young woman named Jane Austen managed to write a series of books that not only became massive bestsellers, but are still read and beloved over 200 years later. How did that happen? It wasn't just that she was brilliant and talented and creative. It wasn't simply that she was determined and pushed past the assumptions of her time. And it wasn't just, as we wrote a while back, that her father was a forward-thinking advocate for her work. No, the roots of her story go back much earlier to something much simpler that her father did for her and that she did for herself. As Claire Tomlin writes in her book, Jane Austen, A Life, we can trace the beginnings of Jane Austen's greatness to her father's library. Their father's bookshelves were of primary importance in fostering her talent, she writes, given that the first impulse to write stories comes from being entertained and excited by other people's. And her father had quite a library, some 500 volumes. It's a crime, we've said, to raise a child in a house without books. Our job is to surround our kids with great ideas, great writers, great art. We can't expect it to turn all of them into groundbreaking creatives, but it will have some effect on them. And in every case, though, it will give them windows into other worlds. It will teach them empathy. It will entertain them, teach them lessons about life and human nature. And more than just surrounding them with books, we have to demonstrate what being a reader looks like. Not on our phones, not audiobooks, but good old-fashioned reading. And look, this idea of making reading a part of your child's life, it's a whole month in the Daily Dad. The month of September is all about raising a reader. If you haven't checked out the book, well, that's a book you can start with. You can show your kids you reading that book every single day. Grab the Daily Dad 366 Meditations on Parenting, Love, and Raising Great Kids at store.dailydad.com. I'll sign a copy of it. Or you can pick one up at the Painted Porch, or of course, get one anywhere books are sold. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.